Hello, you are listening to the High Performance Nursing Podcast with me, Liam Caswell, where I help clinicians just like you take control of their careers and remove all the things stopping you from achieving your biggest goals. Let's dive in. Hello, beautiful high-performance nurses. Welcome back to the podcast. Today we have a return guest all the way from Queensland. It doesn't feel so far now that I'm back in Australia. I'm Michelle Gordon. Welcome back to the podcast. How are you?
Thank you, Liam. I'm really excited for this conversation. And you are here on Australian soil. So
I know. I feel like I've got my Australian accent back. It's so bad. It's so terrible. I've been practicing for a while. It's better than my French accent for sure. So just a little recap. I'm going to tell you all who the amazing Michelle Gordon is. So Michelle is a registered nurse with over 2 decades of experience in Australia's busiest emergency and critical care units. Alongside her demanding career, she faced the challenges of managing a new family business and raising 3 beautiful young children, which brought about, I'm assuming, a lot of stress and anxiety for sure. Michelle continued to work hard, care for everybody else, and one day found herself in the depths of stage 12 burnout and suffering severe health issues, including alcoholism. With her husband away and their children still asleep, this moment Michelle realized she needed to change her life or face dire consequences. Taking matters into her own hands, Michelle embarked on a journey of self-recovery. Faced with limited access to professional help in regional Australia, don't we all know that to be true? She dedicated herself to learning about physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Today, Michelle is a leading coach, helping nurses not only overcome burnout, but also to reach their true potential and create a life they love. Michelle shares her amazing story and strategy with people struggling or seeking to improve their life and their business. That's amazing. I love reading people's bio. How do you feel when people read your bio to you?
I was just sitting there going, wow, that was my journey. Like, that has been my story. And look at where I am now. Thank you for sharing that, because it's like a full moment of, wow, that's me. And here I am.
Yeah. What I love about bios and like us telling our stories is that like the past version of Michelle like set you up for success today. Like, she had your back, right? Like, how good was past Michelle?
Yeah, like, I know. And
even when
time,
she was going through the shit, like, she was good. Yeah. And she's here and she showed up and she did the work. Like, I love that about past me as well. Like, and I love sharing that with clients and helping them realize like you're always setting yourself up for success. So I love that.
Yeah.
Let's talk nursepreneurship and all the things, because we are both nurse coaches here in Australia and we love what we do. And we believe that more nurses could be coaches. And we're starting a revolution.
We are.
A movement.
Let's have a conversation. This is so, so good and exciting. And you and I are doing what we love. We have the freedom in our lives now. Mm. And we started as nurses.
We did.
Here we are now with our own businesses. And like every day, it's... I'm sure you feel the same. Mm. Pinch me.
Yeah.
I've created this.
Yeah. Yeah. And we wanted to come on today and talk about what we have been able to create, but also to share that as inspiration for everybody listening to be able to think about, play with the idea, get curious about what this could look like for you. Because we both share the belief that anybody, any nurse, any human with a brain could create something of value, put it out into the world and monetize it and, you know, supplement your income or replace your income and create more time, location, and financial freedom. And who is not for all of that? I want all of that right now. Kind of got it to an extent, but not completely. We're working towards it. So, Michelle, we're going to kickstart with your nursing career and what got you to the point of thinking about or even exploring the idea of nursepreneurship. So what was the catalyst? We've heard there that, you know, we kind of hit rock bottom, like that stage 12 burnout. What was the catalyst for you to go, you know what, I've got to create my own thing?
Yeah. So this, before then, I have always had a love of business. My parents owned a business. And as much as I saw the struggles that they went through and then the journey that they did go through in their business, I also saw the abundance that came through their business as well. So I got to see the reality and live in that reality. So what I loved about that most was it was theirs, and they could take holidays when they wanted, and they could do so many things. And I was just, I don't know, it was fascinating to me, this business journey that my parents went on. And that had always sort of been an interest, and just, I was just fascinated by it. Fast forward, I, finished my degree and went straight into nursing, and very much was in the system and the hospital system, nursing for 20 something years. Hit burnout and had a very dark journey through burnout, which you and I have discussed on
Previous
the,
episodes.
yeah.
Check
So
them out.
yeah, and that journey, although it was one of the darkest times in my life, really gave me clarity, because after I came through that and healed myself, it gave me clarity on what I wanted in my life. What were my values? What did I desire? What did I dream of? What did I crave? And prior to that, I had such a fixed mindset. I had a very much a fear, lack, and scarcity mindset. And I don't know, I was playing small in my life. And through this, my burnout and after healing, I really dialed into the fact that freedom was a huge value of mine that I desperately craved. And I wasn't able to do that, or I guess embrace that and embody that as nursing full time. And that really sparked, well, what is it that I can do? And what simultaneously, what was happening was I had nurses reaching out to me who had seen me overcome burnout and then really have this big transformation physically, mentally, and emotionally, who were saying, wow, Michelle, you are doing amazing. You look different. You're showing up differently. You are just, what are you doing? Tell me about it. I want
What's the
some of that.
secret?
What's the secret? Yeah, literally. And can you help me? And I had just shared with them and was, inspiring them and motivating them and I guess coaching them through messages and through meeting up for coffee. And these were colleagues that I'd worked with. And that really then sparked, this was like a big light one day. I went, I can do this as a business. Like this is it. This is what I'm meant to be doing. And it was such a deep passion and a big light bulb moment that I realized that this was my next journey to go on.
I love that so much. I feel like there's so many lessons in that, right? Like from the burnout, we hear this time and time again as coaches, and we support people through this. And it's every person, every interviewee that I talk to on the podcast, they all have some experience of some level of burnout, some degree of burnout, and some kind of nervous system dysregulation. Then they have a breakthrough and they have a moment. And I think that sometimes when we're going through the burnout, if anybody's listening right now and you're going through the burnout and you can't see the other side of it, like that's normal. Like it's normal to not be able to see through it yet. Sometimes you just have to wallow in it and you have to process through it. But there is always a breakthrough on the other side of that. And I love thinking about burnout, even though to go through it, it's painful and it's uncomfortable and it's challenging, but it is like almost our nervous system's sign that something's not in alignment. Something is not right here. And you've been doing this for a while and you're smart, amazing, you know, strong physically, mentally, emotionally, but your body's like, enough is enough. And I feel
Absolutely.
like that's everybody's process. Like it's unique to everyone, but it's not unique, if that makes sense. Like we all kind of go through the same process. And then from that, you've been able to create some kind of breakthrough, right? Do you think it was important for you to be able to heal the burnout, to be able to create space to then receive that kind of invitation to help others?
Oh, absolutely. And you're so right when you say, I like to call it the breakdown before the breakthrough,
Right.
and
Yeah.
that's what happens. Like, and you got in this whirlwind, and it feels so like turmoil and painful and horrible and dark. And then all of a sudden, it was literally like the clouds had shifted,
Yeah.
and I had this real moment of clarity that I wasn't in alignment with my values of freedom. Health as well was another top value of mine, and I wasn't hadn't been prior to that in alignment with my health values and family as well. And I really got super clear on that, which I had never done before. I said I valued health, I said I valued freedom, and I said I valued my family, and yet I was working five, six, seven shifts a week at the hospital, and I was barely home, and I was barely nourishing my body and doing those things. So, yeah, it was really important for me to go through that process to have that clarity.
Yeah. And I th the reason I asked that is because I want you to say that so that people listening can know that if they are going through that process, that you don't need to have all of the answers right now. It's okay to not know. I think so many of us are trying to push, like, we need to know now, right? Like, we needed to know yesterday what the direction is. And often we don't know until we've actually worked through the mental and the emotional baggage that comes with a burnout. And we give ourselves permission to express that and to allow it and to reset and realign. I think that's so important because without that, and people might be listening thinking, really, I've got to think about my values and I've got to do all of this. But I always say this, like being good at the basics makes you advanced, right? Like having strong foundations
Oh,
is what's going to be allow you to propel forward and have that big life and stop playing small.
absolutely. And if you don't know what your values are, like, that's your guiding compass.
It's like
Like,
the filter that you see the world through.
absolutely. And burnout is caused by a chronic state of misalignment. So, and values are huge. If you're not in alignment with your values, you don't have a guiding compass to guide you through the next through each year, each stage of your life as well. And those things, like burnout happened, I got clarity, I really anchored into what I valued in life and what was important to me. And then all of a sudden, it was the business and the entrepreneur light bulb moment came. And it was just like a no-brainer for me to move forward and do this.
Isn't it funny? It's almost like the universe is like testing you to see if you'll let go of the baggage from the past. And then when you give yourself permission to do that, I see so many people repeat the cycle. They tease themselves with the idea of doing something different, and then they go back to the pattern, right? And like that's not beating anybody. Like I did that for 10 years. Like I did that for 10 years, kept repeating the same pattern until I finally had the same experience. So it's like once you've clarified that out and cleared that through that and worked through that, you then were open to receive invitations from other people. And I love because everybody asks me, and I'm sure they ask you too, what would I even do if I was going to work online? Like, what would I sell? What would I offer? And I'm like, you don't need to know the how. You just need to like take your blinkers off, like the burnout blinkers, right? Like where you're just really kind of like in your zone. And we've got to create some safety in your nervous system. And then we've got to go out to the world and we've got to start just looking and seeing. And responding to what people come to you for. Like, what do people come to you for every day? You can
Absolutely.
monetize that. Like, whatever it is, everybody has a thing.
And
Then you can
often
monetize
it's right in front of you that you do so
it.
naturally, and it just comes so easily to you that that's the thing, that's your gift and your talent that you can monetize and share with the world that other people want.
So true. And I think my story is very similar in the sense that I burnt out multiple times, but what I ended up doing and selling and offering is like career coaching and helping people get promoted. I was doing in my job. I hired a career coach because I was burnt out AF and I was like, I'm burnt out. I need some help. At that time, I was planning on leaving nursing. I was going to do all of these things. I was looking at all these different degrees. I thought, if only I get another certificate, then, I'll get a better job and it'll be much better. And of course, that was not going to be the solution because I've got two masters and it did jack shit.
Wow. Oh
But
my
anyway,
gosh.
we'll talk about that another day. No, that's a lie. It
Yeah.
did help me, but it wasn't the solution, right? The solution was working through the burnout. And my coach just said to me, "Hey, Liam, like, what do you do at work that people like? What do people come to you for at work?" And I was like, "Well, I think I'm good at helping people land jobs." Like at that point, at work, like yourself, people just kept coming to me and saying, "I want to go for the clinical nurse position. Can you help me?" And I was a nurse educator. I was like, "Of course I can. It's my job. Like, it's my job to help you."
Wow.
So, because their manager was not helping them. So I just started helping them.
So you were working at the time,
Yeah.
and then what
Yeah.
did you do? Like,
Well, I
then did
was
you
working at the
apply?
time. I was ready to throw the towel in. I
Yeah.
was like, done. But I just started. I had that career coaching call, and she planted my coach at the time, Beck, like changed my life. She planted the seed, and she was like, "What if you could just sell that?" And I was like, "What?" I had never, ever considered business. My dad runs his own business, but he runs a forestry business, right? So it's like completely different. And I was just like, "Oh my goodness, this is a great idea." But of course, I had all of the imposter syndrome. I was like, "I
Yes.
can't do this. No way will anybody buy it." And she was like, "Let's just start putting the feelers out." And I actually went to a party one night. I was invited to a party with lots of ICU nurses, and somebody there was moving into state, and they were talking about needing to apply an interview. And I was like, "This is my moment. I'm gonna pitch them. I'm gonna try." And I just said, "Oh, actually, I'm starting this thing, you know? Like, I don't know what it looks like. I don't know how much I'm gonna charge, but like, if you want help, I can help you." And I helped her.
Amazing.
Actually, she didn't even get the
Oh,
job.
but look at
But
you go. That's it. You had the courage to step into that,
yeah.
to just take that first step.
Yeah. Well,
And
for me, it
that's
was like either I stay here playing small, stuck in my burnout cycle, rinsing and repeating, looking ahead of me in my job and going, "Oh, holy shit, I don't want to be the Adon. I don't want to be the Don. I don't want to be the CEO." Because I had these big visions of like, I'm going to be changing the world. And I'm like, I can't change the world in the system. I have to leave the system to change the world. So I'm like, okay, I have to make that brave decision and just, you know, feel the fear and do it anyway. And I think she ended up paying me like $200 or something like that. And I was like, "I can't believe I just made $200." And
I
I felt like the sleep that I lost over not that, like that, her not getting the job was just like, it wasn't worth the $200, I'll tell you. But that's the reality, right? Like, of the work that I do and that I've been doing for the last 3 years is
Yeah.
that it's out of my control and I've been able to build that skill. But that was my first client. What was your first experience of like signing a
Yeah.
client?
So that just brought back memories for me of I had several, like I said, several people reaching out, and I did a couple of, I offered then after that moment of this is my thing. This is going to be a side hustle. I'm going to start this. I'm going to, monetize this. And I started with a couple of free coaching calls, which were great. I had no idea what I was doing, but I was just doing what I had been doing for free anyway to all of the nurses
Yeah.
that had reached out to me. And the second one, or after that, I had somebody reach out and say, "I need you to coach me. Can we do some coaching sessions together?" And I said, "Sure. Okay." Like, thinking I'm so nervous here. And my coach at the time, because I was working with a coach, said, "You need to charge now. You can charge her." And she booked four sessions, I think at $80 a session. And
Yeah.
I was, and she paid in full for all four sessions. And I was like, I think I walked around on this cloud for the next
Yeah.
few weeks. I have just, oh my, it was just mind blowing to me. And
It's
such,
crazy.
it was so easy. And it
Right.
just felt so
Yeah.
abundant, and it was just amazing. And that kickstarted my journey as an entrepreneur.
Yeah. And it starts to play with your mind, right? Because you start going, "Well, I can go to work for $50 an hour, like, you know, whatever your hourly rate is, and I can bust my ass and I can miss out, or I can like just, you know, do more of these $80 calls and I can scale them." And you start to see like that the system is designed to cap your income, and the system is designed to not allow you to grow and prosper and thrive within your career. Like, there is a cap, and that is a
Absolutely.
reality. And the only way you can make more money as a nurse right now, as it stands in the system, is you get promoted, and most people don't want to get promoted. And two, you bust your ass and you work overtime. Or you go and do rural remote, or there are other options for sure, but it does usually involve working more. And it's like when you become an entrepreneur, you go, well, what if I could work less but make more? Like, what if that's totally possible? Have you found that to be true in your experience?
Absolutely. And prior to burnout, I had, I guess, climbed the ladder in nursing as much as I had wanted to. I'd worked in several critical care units in Melbourne. I was a CNS in Melbourne. I worked right up through into radiology, scouting and scrubbing in angio, in coronary care. I was a clinical nurse specialist, and I'd felt like I had done all that I wanted to do in that field. Then I moved up to Queensland, worked in an emergency department for, I think it was 9 years in total. And just as I'd started to step into nursepreneurship as a coach, I was invited to step into a CN role in the emergency department, and that would be in charge of shifts. And it was $1.10 extra per hour.
Oh my
And I
God.
just went, there is no way. This place is a shit show, and there is no way that I'm taking on all of this responsibility, managing a team, managing all the patients through the emergency department, plus the staff and everything else that goes on in an ED for $1.10 an hour. That
Wow.
doesn't feel good for me. So no, thank you.
Yeah, thanks so
And I,
much.
yeah, and I really felt so solid in that, and I knew that there was just that spark of I can do this another way, and I can do this through my own business and through helping people in a different way, which felt
Yeah.
really exciting for me.
I love that. And I remember having a similar experience standing in the hallway with my aide on at the time. And we were just chatting. And then she said, and I was the num at the time. And she said, Liam, have you looked at your recent salary report for the unit? And I was like, no, why? She said, just look at X staff member's salary for the last fortnight, who was like a clinical nurse on the floor, because they'd worked heaps of overtime and like nights and weekends. And she was like, then look at yours. Like, we were joking about it, but like, my salary was not worth it. I was busting my ass working 60-hour weeks. I was in there at 6 a.m. I wasn't leaving till 6 p.m. Monday to Friday, I'd take my laptop home. Anybody that thinks that some nums do just sit on their arse, but like, when you're a good num, you work freaking hard, and you're making much less money. Even though the take-home salary looks like it's more, trust me, the CNs are making more money. Sometimes the grads are making more money than you are, depending on what they're doing. So I had a similar moment where I was like, no, I can't do this. I can't be doing this anymore.
It doesn't align, right?
So one thing that I think we should clarify, because people listening are going to be like, well, of course, when you both started, you both were already coaches, right? And that's not true. Like, that's not true for me. What
No.
did what what kind of what audacity did we have to call
Oh.
us to call ourselves coaches at such an early stage? Because a lot of people come up against this, right? They think they need to have another certificate. I mean, I am a chief certificate collector. That is like on my resume. And I thought that straight away, but my coach kept saying to me, no, Liam, what you have, your personal lived experience, your professional experience, that's your certificate. That's your
Oh,
unique
Liam,
thing.
I love that. Do you know what? That's exactly what my coach said to me at the
Oh, maybe it was the same bloody person.
time. That's exactly what she said to me. And I am the same, and I know a lot of the nurses that I work with are collecting lots and lots of certificates and want to go to the next thing and keep doing more and more and more to validate themselves. And honestly, you don't need to. And I, my coach said to me, Michelle, you have a natural gift speaking to people, communicating, inspiring, motivating, working through, problems, troubleshooting, helping people see a different perspective. That's what a coach does. You
Yeah.
know, that's what you can do. And I think as a nurse, I had this big label on my head, and obviously my degree, that it was kind of weird for my brain to see that I could step into a different role without having the big label and certificate. Yeah.
Yeah, because we
That
have to
was
go through
hard.
that process, right? As nurses, like it's
Yeah.
drummed into us. You have must work within your scope. So it makes sense for anybody listening, if you're having this resistance to this idea that you've been trained to believe that you need to have X in order to get X result or X salary, but it's not true. You don't need that to get online and create something, whether it's a digital download, it's a mini course, it's a paid podcast, it's a subscription channel, a membership, a coaching offer, whatever that might look like, a consultancy. You
Yeah.
don't need anything. Because as you move through the process, right, you start to uncover your skill gaps. I feel like that's the next natural step in nursepreneurship is you start coaching, you start getting a couple of clients, and then you start realizing, holy shit. I don't know what I'm doing. Like for me, it was like, I don't know how to sell shit. I could not sell it. Like I had so many concert calls where people, I was like, how hard can it be
Oh my
to
gosh, me
sell
too.
resume, cover letter, interview coaching? I mean, you have a clear need. I can help you. Let's rock and roll. And no, like I could not sell it, Michelle. I could not sell it for like $250 for the whole thing. And
Wow.
this was me busting my ass helping them apply for multiple jobs, not just one, multiple jobs. So talk
Yes.
about needing to be validated. I could not sell it. So I started to uncover these gaps in my selling, my marketing skills. If you go to the very bottom of my Instagram feed, it's a hot mess express. And it's definitely like, I was just reposting other people's quotes. I had no idea what I was doing, but that forward action, that ability to fail forward and to just find a gap and then try and find somebody to help me solve it
Yeah.
was what I think kept me moving forward. What was your experience of that?
Yeah, I remember just, yeah, thinking sales was a whole new thick concept to me. And I felt I had a lot of stuff come up for me. So entrepreneurship is the biggest personal development journey that you'll ever go on, and you will learn so much about yourself and about the world and other people. And sales was a really It, I had a very similar experience to you in terms of sales and being able to promote myself. That brought up a lot of stuff for me and a lot of old wounds and limiting beliefs. And I remember getting on the first one of my first consult calls and talking the woman out of coaching, and like it was just a complete mess, and she ran a million miles away from me and never came back. And I had to really learn a lot about selling and learning a lot about selling from service. And as nurses, we are in service to other people all the time, and that is our job, and we get paid an hourly rate for that, and we are paid by the system or the private sector or the public sector. And that is, I guess, the conditioning in which we have, you know, worked in years of service for a long time. So stepping out of that and being making money from your own, like coaching skills, whatever, if it's something that you make or expertise in some, it's just my brain really, yeah, I just had a lot of struggle
Yeah,
with
I
that
did
in
too.
itself.
Yeah,
It was
I
so,
100% did as well.
yeah.
Yeah. And I think that it's because originally when I first started, I joined a program where they taught me sales, and they taught me sales in a really pushy, salesy, sleazy way. And I had to go through that experience. And don't get me wrong, like it worked, but it didn't feel good. And I dropped that very quickly. And my coach was not pleased. I was in that container for a year, but I kept saying it just doesn't feel right for me. And so I started adapting the sales so that it felt cleaner for me. And so that I could really see that the sales for me was just like, it's just a coaching call. It's just like, what's your problem? Can I help you? And then if I can help you, I'm going to tell you that I can help you, and I'm going to give you all your options. And if they align with your budget and what you're looking for, that's great. And if they don't, I'm here for it. Like, I'll point you in another direction. I've got
Yes.
heaps of free resources. So I moved from like, the deadline is today, you must buy this, to like, it's here if you need done. And of
Oh,
course,
love that.
every seller will tell you that's a terrible way to make money. But I've been able to make money doing that, and it's worked for me. And it just felt so much cleaner for me to be able to do that. And even now, that's what I do. Like, I do have deadlines and things like that because I'm running a business. And as you grow in scale, it changes and you evolve your techniques. But still, it's very much like, I'll meet you where you're at, and this is what it looks like. Does it meet what you're looking for? But it's so funny to see that evolution, because like, to think back, not being able to sell a $250 thing online, and
Yes.
now a lot of my sales is like yourself, it's organic traffic. It's people find us, they get in touch with us, they book a call. Some people come through our emails, they buy through our emails. I mean, it's crazy. Like,
Yes.
who even thought that was possible?
Absolutely. And I think I love what you said there, about having a solution to the problem, to somebody's problem. And that's all it is. And once my brain felt okay with that, because I felt like an imposter and I did feel like, hang on, I'm ripping people off, but this comes so naturally to me, coaching and motivating and inspiring people and helping them that way. How can I ask people for money for that? There was a moment there where I really struggled, but through coaching and a lot of the work that I've done, it was really, I've got a solution to people, to nurses experiencing burnout that is different to the other offers out there, that's different to the EAP, that is different to all, the psychology and I've had amazing clients say to me, Michelle, in 12 weeks, you've just transform my life that 14 years of psychologists and medication hasn't done.
Amazing.
And that's when I,
Incredible.
when you get those messages, you're like, yes,
That's
I'm
why I do
here.
this shit.
This is why I do this.
That's why I do it. I love that so much. And it's so funny, right? When you think about it, when you go for your morning coffee at the coffee shop, the barista's definitely not sitting there thinking like, oh my God, should I charge $5 or $5.50? Like, they're really grateful to sell you coffee. But in the online space, I think there's this mentality around it. I think maybe because we're nurses, it's also because we don't have the certification. So we feel an extra level of imposter syndrome. But once you make a
Definitely.
couple of sales and you find a groove for you, that I think that's one thing I've learned, is like, one size does not fit all. And you have to really start playing with it yourself and getting creative and testing different ways to sell, testing different ways to market. Because if you just try and plug and play somebody else's system, I find that it might work, you might get results, but you'll come up against resistance because it's designed for them and it's designed for their niche and it's designed for their people. And that's something that I've found as I move through it. But look at us go. Here's the thing, like, anybody can do this. Literally anybody can do this, is come up with an idea and monetize it, rip the band-aid off, get a couple of rejections. My coach always says, really, entrepreneurship is about building resilience to no. Like, you've got to get good at receiving no's, because the more no's you receive, the more money you make. The
Absolutely.
more people that tell you no, the more people will, like, you're one step closer to a yes. But if you're not even getting a no, then what the hell's happening? Like,
What's
you're not
going
making
on?
any offers, right? So it might sound scary to people listening, but trust us, like,
It's a
now
process.
I remember, it's a process. I remember getting on sales calls at the start, and I had to like do a full like body shake. I had to like get the energy out of my body. Something, and I was like, Liam, for God's sake, it's a conversation. Like, Jesus, you're not getting a gun to their head. Like, bloody hell. And now it's just like, I hop on the call and it's so casual, and I just meet them where they're at. Right. And it can be like that from the start for people, like, let me and Michelle be your guide so that you don't have to go through that shit at the start. But it can just be easy. It doesn't
And it
have to
can just
be.
be a conversation,
Right.
right?
Yeah.
And I think when we take away, I've got to sell on this call, and that's a whole process in itself, is really coming from a clean space, like you shared before, And coming from, I don't need this money. You know, when you're coming from that space of lack and
You
fear and
don't, yeah.
scarcity, that is icky. And I've been through that
Yeah.
and have had to navigate that and failed many times, had lots of no's, like you say. Now, like, I just see it as a really beautiful conversation. And if people feel great and connected to me, they'll want my support. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
same as you. You just said
Yeah.
the same thing.
What have you found has been like a couple of lessons in marketing and creating kind of your offer? Because this stops a lot of people, right? They're like, what would I even do? Like, what would I even create an offer? And we've already talked about how you got the idea, but like to go from idea to then creating an offer that sells is like a whole process in itself, right? It doesn't happen overnight. And you've got to, how did you go about like getting to the point where you have the offer that you have today? How did you like kind of build that out?
Yeah, so I had coaching myself, and once I started to think about what is it that I could offer, does it look like I do go to somebody's house and do a session with them, or am I on Zoom?
Yeah.
Like, there's so many different things that you could do, and I really sort of had a look at, I guess, what other coaches were offering. And how their models, I guess, and what structure they used. And I really liked what resonated with me was being in a group of like-minded people and who had the same common theme or problems or struggles, and having the support person there that could help them through. And that's essentially,
Yeah.
well, I built my, which is now one of my coaching packages, the 12-week program, the Health and Happiness Formula, that is it. So I mapped out, it's 12 weeks. The women who come into this container will have support over that time. We do group sessions, and they will also get some one-to-one support. Plus, they get an online course component as well. So I built out the online course and really wrote that based on my own journey through burnout, and that's I guess the heart of their transformation. That's where they're going to get a lot of the transformation. And then the support is just value, so much value for them
Yeah.
to grow and evolve.
I
Yeah.
love that. I think a lot of people get scared maybe when they hear like I built this ad, like I built out a course. But the
Yes,
reality
that's
is
true.
like in this day and age, there are so many ways to do it and to do like what we'd call like a minimal viable product, like a really basic product. And I'm not saying create something basic and sell it for 10 grand. I say create something like, you know, minimal viable product and then put it out to the world to test it, get some feedback and keep evolving it, right? Because if you're anything like me, Michelle, I'm changing stuff all the time. Because as an entrepreneur, you're always having to tweak and reposition and change this module and do that and play with this. It's never static, right? It can't be because it always needs to evolve
Yeah.
and grow. So for anybody that's listening thinking, no, I'm not good with tech, some of the systems are pretty easy to follow and like you can YouTube the shit out of everything
Yeah.
if you're stuck. But I absolutely love that. I had a similar process where I just literally was doing resumes and I was like, how can I can't do 100 people's resumes because I was starting to get traction. And I was like, I can't do 100
Amazing.
people and have 100 people, you know, one-on-one and all these emails coming back and forth. Like I was like in email debt. Like it was just horrible in my emails. And so, and I was working still at the time. Right? I was still working as a
All
nut,
right.
like working like 60 hours a week. Like I didn't have 100 clients at that point.
Yep.
But you know, just even having 10 was a lot.
Yes. Yeah, of
So
course.
I just start thinking about like how could this work? And I just thought, well, what if, especially for our grads, like what if it could just be a group container where they get to see other people going through the same thing? And, you know, I teach them all collectively because I was an educator. Like, I teach them how to
Right.
do each component of the resume. I jump on live calls and I coach them through the mindset challenges that are stopping them from going for their, you know, their dream grad position and just settling for second best. You know,
Yeah.
because a lot of our grads, they'll say, they'll come in and they're like, oh, I'm happy with anything. And when I dig
Yes.
deep, I'm like, are you really though? Like, is that really how you want to show up? And they're like, actually, I really want critical care. I'm like, well, let's be unapologetic about it and let's go for it. Let's make sure you're on top of the pile. So it kind of just naturally evolved to that. So like mine has a course offering as well, and a community. At the time of recording, I'm changing things up, but that's what it has right now. And coaching as well. And they can come and bring all of their issues. And I work with my people until they land their job. So I created what I like to think of like as an irresistible offer,
Love
where
that.
it's like a no-brainer. I mean, it's a no-brainer for the right people, right? Not everybody's going to take it, but it's, I wanted to design it in a way that was safe for nurses to invest in themselves. Because I know as a nurse myself, when I first made that investment in my career coach, she charged like, I think, $1,800 at the time for like 4 calls. And that was it. Or
Yeah.
6 calls. And she was amazing. But that was a lot of money for me at the time. As a
Course, yeah.
nun making over 100K a year, like I was
Yeah.
like shitting myself sending that money to her. So I
Yep.
totally understand it. So I wanted to make sure that the containers that I create, there's a level of investment safety there. I can't create the result for people, but I can create an irresistible space and offer for them to go to take that risk out of it. You know what I mean? As much as possible. And I
Absolutely.
think that that's been one of the things that's really helped me build and grow my business is making it irresistible, but not in a sleazy way that's like, you must have this, like, you're going to fail if you don't have it. It's the, I can see you, you want to invest in yourself, you want to get the support, you want to have the high performance nursing life, you want to be at the top of your game. Let's rock and roll.
Yeah.
Like, this is safe for you to invest. Let's go. And I
And
think
it's
that that's really helped.
evolved. Yours has evolved from doing, one-off
One on one.
resumes here and there to, okay, how can I, who are my ideal people that I want to help? Like, who needs my support mostly? And I know you've got that grad nurse component as well. And it does evolve like that. I think you start to see, well, hang on a minute. I've predominantly worked with burnt out nurses and get them to a space of where they love their life, they love their job, they feel in alignment. And then a lot of them come back and go, "What's next, Michelle? I'm feeling so good. Like, what can we do now?" Like, and then what I find then is a lot of them are ready to really get in the creative space of, "I want to start a side hustle
Amazing.
and I want to do this." And that has kind of now been where I'm. And you are as well, are going into nurses. Come on now, get your creative on. What else do you have to offer? Nursing is, your thing, yes, but there's a lot more to you that you can bring to the world.
Totally. I love that. And I even have grads that are emailing me saying, Liam, when are you starting this thing for like setting up your side hustle? Because they can see what's ahead of them. Like, I think we now have a workforce that is very aware, which
Oh,
is
yeah.
amazing, right? I think, like, you know, when I started, we were a bit blind to it. And now we're kind of very aware. It's very visible, the state of the system. And I think that we're in this place now where we go, okay, I can work 0.8, 0.6. And I truly believe that every nurse needs to have some kind of personal brand. You don't need to be dancing on TikTok. You don't need to be, you know, doing comedy or whatever else, but having something that you just enjoy doing, right? It could be creating freaking interview notes templates or, you know, creating a time plan or whatever it is, and selling that online and monetizing that and growing and scaling it. Because I think they should. I think every nurse that's listening should start something. And I think that if you started today, by the time that you got it to the point where you want it to be like replacing your income, it would be such an easy transition. I feel like maybe you and I did it like the harder way, which was like we kind of just left our jobs and got on with it and did it. And we had to hustle to make money. Well, I did. I don't want to speak for you, but I really had to hustle to start to make money because I was like, enough is enough. And I had to put out all of that energy. But I feel like if you're smart about it as a nurse, you can still work your job, reduce your hours, start building something on the side, start topping up your salary, drop your overtime. And I think that that balance itself could potentially, I mean, this is dramatic, but this is my brain, like cure a lot of the burnout, a lot of the dissatisfaction in nursing, because it's because we've stopped playing. It's because we've stopped being
Yeah,
creative.
that's right. 100%. And I'm just quickly writing down some notes because just thinking back, so many nurses that I work with, obviously they're burnt out. They lose that create connection to their creativity. They go through the journey of healing, similar to me. It's the step-by-step process that I went through, and all of a sudden that creative spark and flow comes back in, and they feel alive again, and they feel connected, and they want to tap into that that creativeness. And I've had nurses that have a love of sewing, getting back into their sewing. And all of a sudden
Love
now
it.
they've got Instagram accounts and they're making all of these
Yes.
beautiful handbags and different things, and they're building a following because their creative side has come back. And this, like, one particular nurse isn't monetizing that, but she can. You
Yeah.
know, it's something that
If
she
she
can
wants,
if she
great.
wants to.
Right.
I've got another yoga who loves yoga, and she's now doing her yoga teacher training. Another nurse has gone into massage. She's had this
Yeah.
burning desire to become a massage therapist, and she's starting her side hustle, all because they tapped back into that creative side, and now they can, if they want, start to monetize these things.
And that's such a good point. If you want to, you can. If you don't want to, you don't have to. But if you're building the audience anyway, and you're building people that love what you do, there will come a point where someone will say, "Do you sell these?" And you have to face the decision, right? And you still get to decide. But what a beautiful space
Absolutely.
to be in. It doesn't have to be big. It doesn't have to be wham, but like websites, all of that. It can be so simple. And you can still, like, I did not have all of this back end stuff, all of this stuff with my first six figures. I did not. I had none of it. It was like Hot Mess Express to the six figure mark. And that was that. I was just like busting my ass, hoping it would work. Right. And then it's like, now I have systems and processes. Now I have things that work when I'm asleep, you know, because I'm a solopreneur. Like, I'm doing it on my own. Well, I've got a couple of team members, like VAs and stuff, that help me. But yeah. It's a process, right? It's just ever
And
evolving and growing.
I love that you say someone will reach out and say, "Do you sell these, or can I buy one?" That's
It's
how it starts. Like, that's
always how it
such,
starts.
yeah. And so, you know, it could be, "Can you teach me yoga? How can I do a session with you?" Or something like that. "Could you do a massage for me?" Like, that's how it starts. And, you know, if you have that passion there, you just have to have a solution to somebody's problem, a way for people to find you, and then a way for people to pay you. That's it.
Exactly. It's so simple. It literally is that simple. And often you talk about it, they're like, "How can I buy this?" Often it's like, "How did you do this?" That's what often happens to me is, and that's my sign from the universe, like, maybe it's time to start teaching people how to do this. Right? It's like people start to recognize you. And when people recognize what you've done, whether you've, you know, become a CN in cardiology, and you know, that's your specialty, and somebody asks you, "How did you become a CN in cardiology?" You could create a guide on how to become a CN in cardiology and sell it for $37,
Oh
47
my
bucks,
gosh.
97
Genius.
bucks,
Love
right?
it.
Like,
Yeah.
you can do
True.
whatever, and it, like, the barrier to entry is so low that I truly believe nurses are missing an opportunity if we don't. Like, this needs to be a movement. It needs to be a thing that people engage in, because there's just no other way. And I'm in a group, I got added to a group recently. There's over 10,500 New South Wales nurses in this group, and it's Facebook, and they're all talking about pay and increasing pay, and I'm all for it. But it was just, to me, I just thought, oh my goodness, there's so much effort and energy being pumped into this group. There's so much, like, what if an ounce of that energy was put into creating a side income stream for yourself? Like,
Absolutely.
you would make more money. I know it doesn't fix a problem, and we need to be paid more money. So don't come for me. Anybody, don't come for
Or
me.
me.
Or Michelle, right? But it's the reality, it's the truth. And it's like, we all have access to that. If you've got a mobile phone, you can make money online.
And what I love about this is, make nursing work for you. Like, make nursing work for you. And that's what I started to do. Once I had that shift and realized that I had a gift and a talent, that people wanted my support and help through coaching, I stopped. Because there was a time there where I really hated nursing, and I was like, "I'm trapped in this system. There's no way out. I have to do night shift, and I have to sacrifice my weekends and my family." I started to realize, hang on a minute, I've got this creative side that I really am excited about, that I can tap into, that I can help people, and I'm really passionate about. How can I make nursing work for me now? Like, how can it that kind of just be a fun thing that I do, that doesn't consume me, that I show up, I give my all? And that's actually what started happening. I was going to work giving 110%, but coming home feeling great because I was so disconnected that yes, I was a part of the team and doing all of that, but it wasn't my all. It wasn't my identity anymore. It wasn't consuming my life. I had something else that was really exciting for me that was really highlighting my skills and my passion. So.
And there's a rise of nurse influencers, right? There's a lot of nurse influencers in Australia now that are literally just making money through influencing, just by, you know, speaking their mind and having opinions. What a world. What a world we live in. So I know it's we've gone over on time as we always do, but I absolutely love talking. Or we need to do another one of these because I feel like we haven't even scratched the surface of all the things that we want to speak about. But if you were to kind of summarize two or three kind of key lessons or learnings that you've had that might surprise people, I'm putting you on the spot. Sorry,
Go for it.
in the journey of being an entrepreneur, what would they be?
Oh my gosh. Okay. Follow the nudges. So follow the nudges and you'll have that sort of awareness of, oh, and someone will reach out and say, how did you do that? Like you said, how did you do that? Can you help me? What did you do? So if you're getting that, or how did you make that or create that? If you're getting that, like dial into that because that's a nudge. So listen to the nudges. And the next thing is, like you said, you don't need to know all of the steps. Like you don't need to know all of the how. And nurses are so, we like to know, we like to analyze and assess and know what's happening in our, analytical brain. We have to kind of let go of that when we're diving into our creative side, and especially as a nursepreneur, is just let go of the how and just follow the nudge. Take like, and I think I said to you in my email, like take the leap and the universe will catch you.
I love that.
Just follow that. Just go with it. And
So good.
like, you can't fail. Like, you just can't like explore. Just have fun with it. And that's, that's how I started, and here I am, and same as you, have built these amazing businesses with that has more importantly given the lifestyle that we have desired. So.
Totally. I love all of that. I think I just wrote a couple of things down there as you were talking. I often say to people, because they'll say to me, I don't know what I would do. And then they'll go on to tell me the thing that they love doing.
There you go.
And then I'm like, oh, and I always say there's data in the desire. Like the desires that you have, there's data there. It's like a gold mine. You've just got to go and like unearth that and show your brain. Maybe this could be possible. You've just got to play with the idea mentally. That's it. Like, we're so good at overthinking as nurses,
Oh,
right?
yeah.
And planning for all of the scenarios. Like,
Yes.
reorientate your brain and do that for creating an amazing business that generates an extra $1,000 this year, or $100,000, or $1 million, or whatever that might be. Put your brain to work and find that data in the desire that you have. The thing that lights you up when people say, well, how did you do that? And you spend 30 minutes talking about it, you know, and
Yeah.
you like, you realize that you should have been off shift or whatever that is. Like, really tune into that. Because, like Michelle and I, we can't tell you what your thing is. You have to unearth it. You have to find it. We can maybe point it out and give you an idea, but we're not going to like hit the nail on the head. The other thing for me has been like the identity shift. You talked about this earlier,
Oh,
going
yeah.
from nurse into entrepreneur. And when people ask me what I do and like that are not
Oh,
nurses,
how was that? How did you
I'm
overcome
like,
that as a
oh, I'm a nurse. I run an online
yes.
business. And then they're like, oh, what do you do? And of course, I'm playing small and I'm like, oh, you know, I kind of like just help them with their resumes and interviews. And it's
Just
evolved
this little
to
thing.
just this little thing. And they're like, oh, that's amazing. And it's evolved to, you know, I provide like mental and emotional support to nurses. I help them navigate, you know, the challenges. I help them regulate their nervous systems. And they're like, wow, oh my goodness, wow. Like, I know a nurse that needs that. And you start building this network of people. And even the other day, I went to the
Yeah.
barber and I was chatting to him, and his girlfriend is a nurse, of course. So, like, everybody's a nurse. And I was telling him, and he was like, wow, like, you've been able
Yeah.
to leave clinical practice. And I was like, yeah. I was like, she could do it too. Like, I don't want everybody to leave, but I'm like, find, do what works for you. You know, you have to make nursing work for you. So that identity shift and getting used to saying, I'm a nursepreneur, I work online, I run an online business, A lot of people are like, what even is that? I'm pretty sure my parents are still like, what do you even do? They don't know what I do. And like telling people I'm a podcaster.
Yes,
So
yeah.
strange. And then they're
Very
like, oh, tell me about the podcast. I'm like, it's like, obviously I undersell the shit out of it, but I'm
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
pretty good. It's pretty big. It's good. But the podcast, like I've been able to monetize the podcast as well. You know,
Amazing.
and you get to decide, like, you don't have to. And I've made a decision this year that I'm not going to do that as much as what I did last year, but I wanted to test it and see what it could look like because I want to be able to teach people in the future how they can do that. And, I was able
Right.
to make fairly amount, like a lot of money from podcasting from 3-minute ads. They're crazy. It's insane.
That's amazing.
So there's so many options, but the identity shift needs to come with that, right? I am somebody that
Yeah.
commands this kind of result.
And that the nurses, and I see this across the board and with the nurses, we're indoctrinated into a system and into this identity. It's just so ingrained in us. And I feel like there's a whole nother values level of stuff that we can talk about, but that's probably one of the hardest things that I really experienced
So
was
hard.
really taking off or hang on. And I still go to say I'm a nurse, or like I still really, yeah, that was a real struggle for me. So, and I know so many nurses struggle with, I went through that whole, who even am I if I'm not an emergency department nurse? Like I had this real egoic attachment to I'm an ED nurse. It was just so bizarre, but I had to work through that, which I did.
And it always comes up at every level, I think. Every level that I grow my business to, I'm like, oh my God, I have to re-identify myself at this level. Because everything changes, the way you structure things, the way you it grows, the way that you market, the way that you sell. Do you have team members? Do you not have team members? It all evolves as you move forward. And you've got to step into different identities. And being a nurse unit manager versus being a manager of your own business and like the CEO, the
Oh,
coach, the podcaster, the social media expert, all of the things.
so
It's a
different.
lot, right? And it's
Yeah.
different. It's so different. So it is a constant evolution. And the third final thing that I would say that I got to benefit from last year was the fact that Luke got a job in Paris and I was able to go, yeah, let's go. We didn't even have to talk
Amazing.
about it, think about it. I was like, he was considering not taking it. I was like, are you kidding me? Like, this is exactly why this is a strategic byproduct of me being an online nurse coach. I can move and work from anywhere. So last year, like yourself, I went to the US, I went to Miami, Dallas, I was working from New York, I worked from Portugal, Barcelona, Istanbul, Scotland, London, Amsterdam, Berlin, took calls from all those places.
Yeah.
I was in a different time zone. So I had things that people could buy just from my website, and they were buying them just from my website. And I'd wake up and there was a sale there. And it's
Oh,
amazing.
I love
Like,
that.
and I never ever thought that was possible. I remember being Liam at the start of the nursepreneurship journey that went, holy shit, like, I'm never gonna make this happen. Like, it
Yeah.
felt, I actually found my post-it notes. I had post-it notes that I had on my desk that were like, I will make $10,000 in a month. I will sell a program for $1,000. And I looked back at that and I got really teary. So I was just like, there's so much work that goes into being a nursepreneur that commands that kind of result in your life.
Yeah,
And
absolutely.
the evolution of yourself. And like you said earlier, you need to or you will be forced to.
Yes.
Gently and kindly, maybe by the universe, but you will be forced to evolve as a human. But that's been my favorite part of it. I
Yeah.
absolutely love the version of me that I've become. And I love that I can sit on a podcast that I know might be listened to by thousands and I can say whatever I want. I don't care because I
Yes.
used to be petrified to say the wrong thing. I used to be so worried about what people would say in the comments. It would keep me up at night. And now I'm so free of that. And it's just through repetition, right? It's through exposure and it's through just self-coaching, doing, practicing what I preach, and also allowing myself to be a hot mess express 50% of the time,
Oh,
because
I
that's
love
part of it, right?
it. I love that. Look, you inspire me. I'm
Well,
so stalk you on
we're
stories
fangirling each
and
other in bloody DMs and like chatting all the time, and everybody listening is probably feeling a bit nauseous.
yeah. But this is it. Like it's the journey and you've created it and you've had the courage to follow your dream and passion and grow and expand and evolve. Because I mean, if you're not growing, you're dying, right? Like,
Right.
seriously.
And not to put a Debbie Downer spin on this, but what's happened in Australia over the last few weeks, with all the these events that have been happening, particularly in Sydney, it just really made me think about it this week. Like, we have one life and you don't know what's going to happen, and you can go out to calls and not come back. So that for me was like a come to Jesus aha moment. Like, holy shit, get out of your own way. Everybody listening, you have one life, get out of your own way, get the help that you need, find the person that can get you to the goal, even if you have no idea what the goal is, and just take the first micro step.
Love it.
That's it.
That's
That's all
it.
we have to do. And we make it happen.
That's it. Then follow those nudges, take a
Yeah.
step, and you don't need to know all of the details.
Absolutely. Amazing. Well, we're going to do this again because I loved chatting. I'm just deciding for us. That's if
Amazing.
Michelle wants to come back. But we would love to know what you thought of this episode. Let us know if you enjoyed it, if there was anything you took away from it. You guys usually are good sliding in the DMs, but slide into Michelle's DMs as well and connect with Michelle. Michelle, where can people find you, learn more about what you do, and how they can work with you?
Yeah, so Instagram is one of my main platforms at Michelle Gordon underscore coach. And I'm also on Facebook under the Healthy Happy Nurse. So
Fabulous.
come and say hello.
Awesome. Amazing, Michelle. Thank you so much. We just hope that today we've inspired one person to seriously consider starting to make money online. And if that's the case, then we've won. That's amazing.
Yay.
So we hope to hear from you. Do not be shy. Do not hide away in the background. Come and chat to us. And we hope one day that you're on the podcast talking about your amazing business too. Alrighty, Michelle, have a beautiful evening. I'll chat to you soon.
Bye.
Hey, thanks so much for listening. I'm so privileged that you spent your time with us here today. Hey, can I ask a favor? If you know someone that would benefit from this podcast episode, please share it with them. The more you share, the more we get in front of amazing nurses and we're able to help them see that nursing on their terms across their career is totally possible for them. So I'd love if you could do that. Now, I will see you in the next episode next week. Until then, let's make this year the year that you nurse on your terms. Are you ready? Let's do it.